My name is Ian O'Neill, and this is How They Did It, a podcast where we learn filmmaking from those who've gone before us. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to How They Did It, a podcast for indie filmmakers, especially those just starting out looking to make their very first film. Although anyone at any level can listen and learn.
Welcome, everybody, to the episode. This will be my last episode of the year. I really want to say thank you for spending time with me. You choose to listen to this podcast, and I really appreciate it. And in this case, for this particular episode, I decided to do a video recording as well. So I'll put the link to the YouTube video in the show notes. I wanted to talk about how I don't subscribe to resolutions or the idea of this, you know, fresh start, you know, the first of the year, first of a new decade. And I know a lot of people do, but I want to just maybe share a few stories that will sort of illustrate where I'm coming from and why I don't really subscribe to that kind of thing. So my father was a wonderful entertainer. He had a fantastic singing voice. He did great impressions. He could make you laugh. He held a room like nobody's business. He was just so good at it. And his dream was to go to Vegas. He wanted to see the big shows. And he talked about it often. Unfortunately, he didn't realize his dream. He died day before his 52nd birthday from pancreatic cancer. And so that was a dream not realized. And then there was my my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, who was a wonderful human being, just a fantastic person, very genuine, very gentle, kind, loving, caring, supportive, encouraging, just a wonderful soul. And she often talked about when her husband and herself retired, they were going to go, they were going to get an RV, and they were going to travel the country. And unfortunately, she never made it to her retirement. So this was a dream that wasn't realized. And then there was me. I was lying in bed with my wife one morning, excuse me, and she said to me, "There's, you know, something on your back that you should get looked at. It's not looking too good. It's changing color. It's getting darker." And this went on for, I don't know, how long, a couple weeks anyway. And then she finally said to me, "Well, it's black," and I went, "Okay." So I went. Had it checked out. Long story short, about 6 weeks, 8 weeks later, I had surgery to remove Spot, as I like to call him. He's gone now. They took a credit card-sized piece of skin out of my back because they really wanted to get the cancer, because that's what it turned out to be. It was melanoma. And then the cancer had traveled to under my left arm. It traveled into a lymph node, as they take two lymph nodes on either side just to make sure that the cancer hasn't traveled. Well, it did. So I went in for more surgery, and they took out 20 more lymph nodes, which was the most unpleasant experience of my life. It was horrible. They had put a tube in to drain my chest. It was sad. But the good thing was no more cancer. It hadn't traveled. And for 3 years now, I've been cancer free. Knock wood. Harry Wood's the best. I have two more years of, you know, doctors and tests and them monitoring me. And once I hit that 5-year mark, I get to ring the bell to say, I'm cancer free. Can't wait for that moment. But that's what makes me not want to set sort of New Year's resolutions and, or, you know, I'm going to start this date or I'm going to start then. What I believe is that you should start like now. If you have a dream, if you have something a goal, any goal that you want to accomplish or reach, then I suggest you start today, because life can turn on a dime. And it did for me, it did for my father, it did for my mother-in-law, and it has for so many other people. Don't wait. You want to write a screenplay? You want to write a novel? I'm not suggesting you wake up tomorrow and start writing, or go to your computer right now and just start writing. But you can take steps to reach that goal, to reach that dream, and start now. Start today, like right now. You want to shoot a film? You want to shoot a movie? Get off your ass and start planning it. Do it. Whatever your dream is, you want to paint, you want to be a potter, you want to travel the world, you want to go on a cruise, you want to see a city that you've never been to before. I suggest you start planning like now, like you start doing things to make that happen. Now, if you can, in a week, you know, go to the destination that you want to travel to, then I say do it. If you have the capability and the cash to do it now, do it. But what I'm suggesting is you take steps to get yourself there, and you can start doing that like right now. If maybe that involves making a list of things that you need to do in order to accomplish that goal. It's moving yourself forward and accomplishing the goal. Please don't wait. Please do not wait to start. Start right now. What was it? I believe it was the Romans who said, carpe diem, seize the day. Seize the day, people. Thank you for joining me, and have a great 2020.
That's our show for today, and I can't thank you enough for spending your valuable time with me. I greatly appreciate it. I really hope that you learned something from today's episode, and just as importantly, that you enjoyed it. As always, if you have any comments or questions about the show, please stop by my Facebook page at How They Did It Podcast. I'm on Twitter at HFilmmaking, and on Instagram at How They Did It Filmmaking. Please show your support for the show by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Thanks again for joining me, and I'll be back with another show next week. Until then, keep shooting.